I think I found a job besides being here at Bass Fan that I'd absolutely love. And with me today is Mark Sexton, and you are a bait analyst. Tell me about that.
Well, Terry, I tell you, a bait analyst, basically, I try to figure out what fish like the looks of, the taste of, the smell of, anything, any question, any variable about a bait, I try to test it and see what the fish like.
Well, you know, a lot of companies have a tendency to be scientific in their research, or a lot of them try to be and try to figure out what fish want. But at Pure Fishing, one of the things I've noticed is you guys are all about science. And, you know, it is the testing, getting out in the field and that kind of stuff. But it's also taking it in the shop and figuring out what it's about.
We usually start in our lab, and we have, you know, multi-million dollar facilities where we harbor basically every freshwater species of fish so we can get in there. And we scientifically pick apart their senses. What they like the smell of, what they like the taste of, texture of a bait, hardness of a bait, anything that could be a question and could catch you more fish, we will tear it apart down to the lowest level, molecular level, and figure out why and what a fish likes. At that point in time, we take it to the field and make sure it still works in the real world.
Well, you know, the science of fishing, really, when you talk about ichthyology, you're talking about biology, you're talking about all the different things that go into it, water clarity, water color, I mean, the structure that you have in the lake, but they all really are with the same animal, you know, the same fish that you're trying to catch, whether it's a bass in this case, but other fish as well. They all have certain things that they look for. Taking that science and narrowing it down should allow you to catch more fish, I would believe.
It really matters what species you're after, and there's so many variables in fishing, as you well know. Cloud cover, pH, water clarity, what the forage base is in at that time. But we try to break it down even to the levels of the fish physiology. You know, what certain species, their lateral lines more effective than other things. They're, you know, like a walleye. They see better at night, obviously, so you can make baits that use that concept. A bass in dirty water, it wants a thumping tail, wants some vibration, wants some flash. We take that into account every single bait we make, and we incorporate what we figured out over the last 20 years scientifically and put that into all of our baits.
Well, you know, a lot of times I've heard that it's a situation where a fish can't, you can never outrun a fish with a reel, you know, some of those kind of things. In reality, even in muddy water, because of olfactory and because of a lot of the other things, that's probably a true statement, wouldn't you believe?
Yeah, fish are amazing animals when it comes to scent. Several species such as trout have been shown to be able to smell, I mean, like two molecules in a million molecules a half a mile away. It's incredible. Bass are definitely, especially in dirty water, use a keen sense of smell because they're visual feeders, right? But when you get dirty water, they can definitely rely on that scent and their lateral line. And it's so neat how a bass's brain processes certain images that its senses are sending to it. They have these little hairs that tell them which direction the bait's moving. Is it quartering away from them? And then they follow their senses, and then all of a sudden their eyeballs can key on it. So you're right. You can't get away from a bass. They're good at finding things.
Well, okay, we're going to talk about, you know, some of the new products that you've been involved in, and you look at what you guys are doing. You brought out the Power Baits, which have been phenomenally good product for Pure Fishing, but then on top of that, guys that, you know, bass fish just like I do, just goes out and fish weekend tournaments and some of that kind of stuff, they found success right away with that. Now Gulp comes along, and, you know, I go out and I got to try that too, you know, so I go out and buy some packages of that, and I'm saying, wait a minute, there's something even more to that because it's putting off more scent every time.
The beauty of Gulp and the way it goes is that it's like a sponge. When you throw it in the water, it absorbs water around it just due to the nature of the material. And because of what we put in there, and because it's all water soluble, it oozes out, thus creating a scent field that's 400 times bigger and 400 times faster than any plastic bait out there. And all that does is gives you another edge. And like we're talking about before, it just shortens the time between bites, and that's what we're all about.
You know, that's really what everybody's trying to do. You know, from the standpoint of an angler, you're trying to go out there and catch as many fish as you possibly can. A lot of guys don't get a fish every day like you do, or, you know, do the things that you get to do on a routine basis. So if you shorten that period of time and people have success, we can get more youngsters involved in fishing. We can get more people that are, you know, it's not about the fishing. It's about the catching. That's what it's all about.
It's the experience of fishing. There's so many things that go into making a good fishing experience. You know, if the weather stinks, you're not going to have fun. But you can offset that if you hammer them, you know what I'm saying? So we are big time involved in the grassroots level, making sure the we're doing what the angler wants. They want to catch more fish. We want to do that. We want to make it easy for them to use, so we make baits especially for that purpose. We call it speed and convenience, pre-rig type baits. You tie it on, throw it out there. You don't have to be Mike Iaconelli to know how to run this thing. You throw it out there and the fish eat it. And that all ties back into science and technology, making a bait that fish want to eat.
Well, Mark, I want to make sure we give credentials here. You're not just some flunky that came off the street and liked a fish. You know, you got a master's degree in fisheries biology, and you have to have some of those kind of things, and then be also somebody that just loves to fish. But those two things paired together makes it for a pretty fun job, I would think.
I often tell my boss that I can't believe he pays me to do this, but I do appreciate it, and my wife does especially too. But yeah, it's a passion. It truly is. I never had any other ideas what I would do in life. I don't ever want to think about it, because I guarantee you I'm not going to go anywhere else until, you know, that day comes when I can find a place where I can fish more. You know, but no, honestly, it's I love the science of fishing. I love the art of fishing. I just love being on the water. It's that simple.
I want you to break down your week. You know, that's something that's been killing me. We talk a little bit about that ahead of the interview, but break down your week. Okay, today, well, I got to go fishing. Now, tomorrow, yeah, darn it, I got to go fishing again. Tell me about, though, when you're out there, how much research, how much writing down of things are you doing, those kind of things, not just really fishing, not just going out there and having fun, but there's got to be other things included.
A typical field test, and, for example, you and I would be fishing two bags of black worms, black power worms. Each bag has a different chemical mixture in the worm, or organic substance, or fragrance, or whatever we're putting into the worm, right? And you'd be running the front of the boat, and I'd be in the back. We'd both have the same exact line, hooks, rod, reel, and we'd fish the same style. You're not skipping under docks, and I'm fishing the deep weed edge. We're fishing the same general area. And every 15 minutes, we stop. I have a little timer. We stop. I write down what you caught on worm A, what I caught on worm B, and we'll do this for, a week or two, 10, 12 hours a day. At the end of that time, the fish basically told you which worm they like. And we switch worms every 15 minutes to take out angler bias, because you're going to catch a lot more fish than me because you're a lot better angler. And because you have the front of the boat, you got first crack at them. So each bait has an equal opportunity to catch the same number of fish. And so then all you do is just let the fish decide. It's that simple.
Well, it doesn't seem that simple to me, because, you know, you've got different bodies of water have different characteristics. So, I mean, if you're up by Pure Fishing and you're fishing Spirit Lake, or you're fishing Okoboji or whatever, and then you go somewhere south, do you see that a lot of the same characteristics that you fish here locally at Pure Fishing happen when you go to other bodies of water with the same product?
Definitely. There's little nuances involved, but when you break it down, a bass is a bass is a bass on a physiological basis. What a bass likes a taste of in, say, above the Mason-Dixon line, their taste buds in the southern United States will be wanting the same thing. Now, there's different nuances, and that's a lot of times attributable to the forage base. A lot more shad down south, so they're going to key on shad, flashy, silver-type baits, quick, you know, crank bait, stuff that's around some drop-offs and stuff. We're up here, we got lots of grass, we got some deep ledges, we're throwing worms, stuff like that. So there is some differences among baits, which are preferred, but when it comes down to what's in the baits as far as taste and stuff, same stuff.
Yeah, so it basically comes down to, once you found out that the bait that works, then you look at your forage base and then try to find the right color that matches the forage base.
Exactly. When I do seminars and stuff, people say, hey, what's the best color? I say, match your forage base and then contrast your water quality. That's the only two things you got to do. Colors catch fishermen more than they catch fish, honestly. But there is little tricks to it, and that's just it. Fish key on certain things, and this can change daily. You know, if gizzard chat are running by this one creek arm, and in another arm you got, you know, smelt or herring or whatever else is running around there, these fish will key on certain actions, certain colors, you know, and certain vibrations. And that's the kind of stuff where colors really come into play.
Well, Mark, I've got an application here that I brought with me, and I'd love to be a bait analyst. Well, I'd have to tell Jay and Scott that I won't be around anymore, but what a great job, and thanks for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
I really appreciate it, and I just love to see guys like you that are so excited about it. This is awesome.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.